Blog Talk Radio.
And as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. If this is your first time tuning into the show, I thank you so very much. And I look forward to you coming again and visiting the show over and over again. We are so excited because our show comes on once a week. It is a show that promotes women, talks about businesses, talks about family, talks about empowering, and just letting the community know that we are here to help and to build relationships. I want to continue with our show tonight by giving you some information about Issues Concerning Women. Issues Concerning Women was started in the year 2007, and our main goal and our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investment for retirement, exercise and nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy programs. We are dedicated to making a difference. For those of you who have been following along since we started this show, I want to thank you as well because you are the ones that keep me inspired to do the show. Also, I get questions in the chat room and people email me and they go to my website. If you're interested in visiting my website, the website is www.issuesconcerningwomen.com, just like it sounds, www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. It is our website where we try to let you know all about what we're doing, and, you know, sometimes we need a little update like most websites do, but we're getting better and we're trying to focus on all the changes that we can make. And our other vision and mission is to create economic independence for all women by providing a voice to those that would otherwise not be heard. Issues Concerning Women was created to encourage all to take charge of their lives and become educated and savvy about all aspects of life. So it doesn't matter if you're male or female. It doesn't matter if you're looking to develop your career, your business, or your life. The information that I share on my show is always there for you, is available so that you may be able to look at things differently, put things in a different perspective. We talk about going outside of the box, getting out of our comfort zone. You know, sometimes we can go outside of the box, but we always have to know what our anchor is and know what our mission is and know what our vision is and know that we have been created for such a time as this to be there and be available for those who are in need, to be an encourager, to be a mentor, to love on each other, and to educate. And that is the key to being successful. You have to know what you want. You have to be able to do it. You have to be able to make it come to fruition. You have to know how to do it. You have to have all the things that you need. And I can almost guarantee you that every one of you has everything that you need to be successful. Now, whether or not you can put it all together on your own, that's a whole different story. But sometimes we need a little bit of help. So tonight we're going to talk about small business, and I have a series that's going on, and the main part of it will actually start in January, but I've been having little mini workshops about every other week and on small business. Small business is the new black. And the reason why I wanted to make that as a bold statement, and you know that it is bold to say that, is because we have to look at where we are right now, our situation going into the end of the month, going into the new year. Nobody wants to go into the new year being in debt. But, of course, we know this is the holiday season. This is the time where we're going to spend that little extra money that we had saved up. We've been saving all year to just go shopping and spend time with our friends and family, to have gatherings and going out to lunch and dinner and supporting each other. And this is awesome, and I truly, truly believe in that, because if you work hard, you've got to play hard. And when you get the opportunity to indulge and to have family and friends around you, you need to do that, because that is your support system. So many of us do not have that kind of support system, so we have to get it from other places. If we don't have it at home, possibly you can get it at work. If you can't get it from work, then you need to join some networking groups where you can get motivated, you can be encouraged, you can be able to be yourself, to talk about what you want, to know where you want to go, what you want to do, and have others guide you along the way. Now, one of the ways that you can do that is by having a business coach. And what happens when somebody is coaching you, what they actually do is they'll ask you questions, and they'll, you know, they're saying, well, you may answer the question, but they want to go deeper. They want to find out what it is that really gets you going, and they want to guide you in exploring your goals. They want to know how they can develop certain situations that you've already seen and that you envision. They want to be able to help you with your strategies for success. Now, the other thing that happens is you become accountable, because once you stop just thinking about being that small business owner, once you start to really believe that you can do this, you know that you can do it. You've seen yourself doing it. You've felt yourself doing it. It's like deja vu sometimes. You're like, man, I've felt this before. I know what this is. I know what I want. I know that I can reach my goals. I may not have all the tools that I need, but I have the majority of them. And then you can talk to somebody else. And if you're using a business coach, they're going to be the person that's going to really be able to help you. They're going to be the person that formulations for you to use, to have dialogue with you about how you can see things differently and go outside of the box, step outside of the comfort zone, do something that you never would have thought of. You can also build relationships through having a coach. If you just think about athletes have coaches, and that's all of them, basketball, football, tennis, ski instructors, all of those people have somebody coaching them, somebody pushing them harder, somebody saying, you know what, it's time for you to go to the next level. You know what, you need to pull back a little bit. You're running just a little bit too fast. No, you need to eat more healthier. No, you need to go to bed a little bit earlier. It's not that you're a child, but it's just that you know that we can run ourselves to death like the little guinea pig and just run in circles and not really getting anything done. What a coach does for you is to assess your situation, and every individual is different. Assess where you are, what you need to do, how you can look at some things differently, how he or she can guide you so that you can begin to see what it is that you need to do so that you can make the necessary changes. These same principles that I'm speaking about tonight, you can also use them in your relationship, because your business may be fine. Your career may be fine. But you're the individual who needs help building that relationship. How are you going to do that if you don't have the skills and the tools to do that? You're not a bad person. You just don't have what it takes. You've had failed relationship after failed relationship. You've had people that you thought were in your corner until you looked around one day and you were in the corner all by yourself. You are that person that could use a coach. And again, what does a coach do? The same thing he does or she does for the business. They look at where you are, they make an assessment, they ask you questions, probing questions, you know, making you think deeper. You answer the question, well, let's talk about that a little bit more. They want to know who you are, where you want to go, what you want to do, what kind of relationship you want to have, what do you want to be in this relationship in 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, or do you think that this is just a short-term relationship just for a season and just for no reason? You know, we can look at all those things when we are helping you along the way, when we're coaching you and we're mentoring you. You can also get great advice and training on different things from your coach and your mentor. Your coach is there to guide you. They can't make you do anything, but they can surely put you on the right track. They can't even promise that you're going to be successful. But if you're doing what successful people do, then 9 times out of 10, you're going to be successful. Do you think that basketball player like Michael Jordan just got on the court and he was, you know, the baller of the year? No. It took practice. It took discipline. It took blood, sweat, and tears to make that young man be the great superstar that he turned out to be. From my reading of his biography, he did not make the first of the team when he first tried out for basketball. I don't know if it was in high school or in college, but he had to keep trying. And the harder he tried, the more he practiced, the more disciplined he became, the more he saw that he could be a superstar. He had a great support system. His parents were there to support him. His coach was there. His teammates were there. They saw something in him, and they encouraged him to be great, to be the best, and then to even be better. So when we look at who we are, we know that we're okay. You know, we know that we know how to do things. We can even do our best. But even when we're doing our best, we have to take it one step further and do better. We have to be the ones that are willing to take our ideas, to turn them around, turn them upside down, shake them up, do what we need to do to get what we want. We want to discover new ways to overcome anything that's standing in our way, because we have to use strategies that are going to help us get there. And that's why we have to be focused on what we're doing. And some of you may not know, but I'm also the co-owner of the Focus Executive Suites. And with the Focus Executive Suites, our mantra is focus on your business and watch it grow. We can put any word there besides business. Focus on your relationship and watch it grow. Focus on your career and watch it grow. So whatever principles that I use here for business, for career, for relationship, they all can be intertwined and be changed and be developed just for you personally. You will also get the opportunity to ask questions to your coach. You have time to think about what you want to ask, because whenever you go into a coaching session, you know that you're going. It's a planned event. You have time to prepare. You have time to do your research. You can ask the questions. If the coach doesn't have the answers for the questions on that particular day, you know that at your next session that the coach would have an answer for you within a matter of a timing and putting together a timeline for certain things to get done. And that's the other thing that we must do to be successful. We must have beginning times and ending times. We can even have the in the middle times. So some things are just too big to be just dumped on you all at one time. I had a conversation about that on yesterday. Some things you need to take into smaller little pieces so that you'll be able to get what you want and get to where you want to go as you want to get there. So when you're starting putting plans together, then you need to begin to think about, how am I going to do this? Where am I going to start this? Am I going to start it today? Will I start it next month? Will I be able to complete what I start? And if you put a plan of action together, and even if you miss your mark, at least you had a target that you were shooting for. See, the trick is to know where you're going. Most people don't. They're just feeling their way and like they're blind and in the dark. They're feeling and fumbling, trying to get to where they want to go. But if you have a specific plan, if you have a target outline, then it's almost guaranteed that you will get there. You may not get there the day that you want to get there, but eventually you will get there. I spoke to a student on Tuesday about planning, and I shared with her that many years ago, and I think I may have shared this story before, I had a journal, and I wrote some things down in there, and it was like a five-year plan. And I kind of tucked it away, hadn't seen it for a while, and one day I was doing some cleaning, and I pulled it out. I was like, oh, man, I haven't seen this. So I'm starting to read the planner, and I am, like, amazed at everything that I had written. And I still get goosebumps today every time I think about that. Everything that I had written in the planner had already come to fruition except one thing, and that was my trip to Paris. But I had written what kind of job I wanted. And at that time, I didn't want a job. I wanted to build my career. So I talked about not having a job, about building my career. I talked about the kind of automobile I would drive, a SUV. I even had the color. And anybody that knows me knows what I drive. You know what color it is. So it came to fruition because I put it out in the atmosphere. I had also written what the name of my business would be, and it was actually that. Now, of course, this was always there with me, but I hadn't actually seen the book in quite a while, and I had not realized that I had accomplished almost all of the goals that I had set for myself, except one. Now, what I've done, since I had not accomplished that goal, I went out and bought me a picture of Paris with all the French words on it that it can hold, and I don't speak French, so maybe that's one of the other things I want to put down for me to do. But every day I get to look at that picture of the Eiffel Tower, the French words, knowing that that's a place that I want to go to. And I believe that eventually I will get there. I don't know if it will be anytime soon. I know it won't be this year because I haven't planned a trip to Paris for this year. But who's to say that it won't be next year? Because I have written it down, I have put it into the atmosphere, and we know the law of attraction. What you put out is what you'll get back. So when you're putting things out there, just remember that. If you're only fearing things that are negative, guess what's going to come back to you? When you make up in your mind that no matter what they try to do to you, no matter how anybody treats you, that you're going to continue to be who you are. You're going to be gracious. You're going to be humble. You're going to be forthright, and you're going to be honest. Because without those things, you are lacking the ability to be successful. Because a successful person has to be humble. They have to know how to treat people. Of course, there are successful people that don't know how to treat people. But guess what happens? They eventually lose what they consider to be power and all powerful. They lose that because it was only for a season, because they did not treat somebody right, because they don't know how to talk to people, because they don't utilize the skills that they have and know how to stay where they need to be. Like the young people say, stay in your lane. Know where you need to go. Know what has been ordained for you. Don't worry about what somebody else has, because that's not for you to understand. And the last thing I want to share with you about coaching is you will be able to, all the gifts and talents that you have and how much it is needed to be coached by someone. I have a coach. Most successful people have coaches. Why? Because we all need that guidance. We all need someone to say, I understand what you're doing, but let's look at it at another way. Let's be accountable for what we're doing. You actually have an accountability partner, and that's what you're doing. When you decide to take on a coach, when you decide to open up your mind, body, and spirit and everything about you to someone, And it sounds weird when you say that, because it even sounds weird to me when I say it out loud. But that's what you're doing. You're opening up to someone that you can share everything with and they're biased. They don't have an opinion about what you're doing except to guide you. You're pretty much going to do what you want to do, and the coach knows that. But the coach is going to do that to help you succeed, to help you with your vision, and to help you to understand the benefit of coaching, because a lot of people don't understand that. They say, oh, I don't need anybody to coach me. I can do that on my own. Why would I pay somebody? But if you are not where you want to be in your business, your career, or your relationship, and you don't have to come to me for me to coach you, but I implore you to go and find somebody that you feel comfortable with, somebody that you want to talk to, somebody that you want to spend months with. You can't just take one session and think you're going to be on the right track. You're going to get some great information in the one session. You need at least 3 months of coaching for it to have an effect. And then even beyond that, so once you go through the first 3 months of coaching, most people continue to go through coaching. If you can't make it through the first month, and it's fine, you won't have to worry about going through the other two because you won't be able to make it. But if you can make it through 3 months of coaching with somebody giving you direction, somebody guiding you, you will begin to see the benefit of coaching, and you will truly understand why athletes have coaches. Most professionals have coaches because they need that person to guide them, keep them from going out of their lane, keeping them in the position that they need to be in so that they can be successful. And that's why you need a coach. Small Business is the New Black. The series is going to be a 3-month mini series. It's going to start in January. And if you're interested in obtaining information about it, you can call me at 757-567-6734. Or you can go to my Facebook page, which is Francine Humphrey on Facebook. You can also send me an email at icwdirector@gmail.com. That's icwdirector@gmail.com. Or you can even send me a message through the Blog Talk Radio program station. I look forward to working with many of you as the months ahead come, because we know that this is a holiday season. I want you to enjoy it, but I also want you to know that you need to take time. If you're a small business owner, you can't stop being a business owner just because it's the holidays. You must continue on unless you have everything in place and you can take a break. Remember what I said, you're going to work hard, but you're also going to play hard. But to play hard and be rewarded, you have to make sure that everything is in place. So you're going to go in the end of 2014 in the black, because I'm going to give you some tips to do that with. If you decide to come on board with me with the coaching program, of course, there is a fee for the mini series. I can't give it free. I can give information. I've been giving tips all along the way tonight. So hopefully you've been listening and you were able to pick up on the tips. If not, then you have to come back next week and listen to the show again. And I may not talk about the topic I'm talking about tonight, but you will still be able to go back into the archives and listen to what I've been talking about. I am here to help you, to guide you, to give you training, to let you experience what you need to go through to get to the next level. It's all about you and your relationships and your career and your business. It's all about knowing what you want, knowing how far you want to go, and how fast you want to get there. We also have some other coaching plans that we do. We talk about your financial destiny and creating and discovering your value, living your dream, business expansion, and focus. Focus on changes using strategic. So if you're interested in the training program for the 3 months, it is $100 per month, and it is a 3-month mini series. So if you're interested, you can give me a call at 757-567-6734. Does not matter where you live, because we can do the coaching online and also by telephone. Again, it is 757-567-6734. Go to the email address, icwdirector@gmail.com, or give me a message here on the Blog Talk Radio show. Also, another program that we started is called a Resource Guide. I actually travel throughout the different months, and we set up resource tables. So if you're interested in that, please let me know. So thank you so very much for tuning into the show tonight. I hope you have enjoyed the show. I thank you again. God bless you all, and I look forward to being with you next week. Women, the radio talk show with your host, Francine Allen Humphrey. Tune in again next Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Issues Concerning Women radio show. Good night and God bless.